Yeah, it concludes just a heck of an off season. You know, I mentioned the players on a number of things. We learned, we got our practice tempo up. We had great meetings, learned how we were going to meet, divide our time up during the day. The whole thing, it culminates, you know, a major portion of our off season, obviously, and leading into the next step, which will be training camp. Our players really got into our weight and strength and conditioning program with Mike Clark, and they did an excellent job there. We think we're a stronger, more explosive football team going into this offseason. We'll see how where that takes us as we get into camp. But a lot of good things today. Again, really good ebb and flow to practice. Some good stuff on both sides of the ball. Some high energy. Really, really liked where we left this thing. And most importantly, we came out of it pretty much injury-free. A couple of nicks, nothing that where guys won't be available as we start training camp. So I think we got a lot done. And looking back, a lot of things came together, a lot of changes in everybody's life as we proceeded through this entire offseason. Thought the guys were, as I've said almost every day, extremely cooperative and very flexible. And that goes to our veterans that have really done a great job of making the changes that we need to make and the subtle things that we've done that are different than what has been done before, and showing our young guys how to do things the right way as professionals. It was a good start. Well, I think they've progressed each and every day. I mean, Matt's been solid. He's played a lot of football in this league and has been solid. He's solid mentally with the offense. He's a great communicator on the field. He's a quiet communicator. He's in the right place, and we feel very good about that. And James has ascended. During the camp, he's I've talked to Aaron and Pat about him almost each and every day, and he's locked in and he's grown as a player, and he's got to face a heck of a defensive line every single day in our defensive tackles, and that's enabled him to get better. They practice hard on the other side of the ball, and it's everything we can handle each and every day, and it brings out the best, and we're getting better because of it. There was no plan. You know, we just kind of took it as it's come during the days, and we've left it up to Brandon to, you know, assess his body and where he is, and we thought it was best collectively to keep him out of practice as much as he could, and we could, and we did, and he'll be back ready to go next month. I think it's going to look very similar to what we've seen here. This is how we're going to practice during training camp. They're marathon practices. We get one a day. There's a lot of reps. I think that you could see the energy was very high from start to finish, which is exceptional. It's going to be hot down there. I think our conditioning will be measured at that time more than any other. We had a hot day early this week. You saw it. And I think it caught us by surprise a little bit, but I think the guys bounced back, and it'll be very, very similar. Our practices will look very similar to what they did today. You know, if I mention one, I'm going to leave somebody out. I don't necessarily like to do that, but I thought our young receivers did a good job. You watched the practice, and overall, I thought they stepped up and allowed our practice to be very clean today offensively. You know, basically it was not because I coached him. Rich is a friend. I've known him since I was in Minnesota in the early 90s and obviously had a chance to coach him in Oakland, but more of his national perspective. You know, he's a guy who gets around a lot of teams, and not to get inside information, but just to, you know, give us his perspective of the league. And I think, it, you know, 10 minutes with the team will help on that count. And then the other is just spending time mostly with our quarterbacks during the day. And so we'll go into a meeting and just spend some time. I've left it up to the quarterbacks really to ask Rich the questions about his experiences and his journey, which was a long one and a diverse one. He went through a lot of different ups and downs before he elevated himself to where he really finished his career. So I thought it would give him good perspective, and Rich agreed to do it, and we're happy to see him here.